Hey boo, this is your host Ruby Michelle. Welcome to Gem Talk, your safe space for real, raw, and relatable conversations.
Hi gems, what it is, what's good? I hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you are. I wanted to talk about being an extrovert with social anxiety because at some point in my life, like everyone was telling me and I was thinking I'm an extrovert, yes. And because I could see the difference between an extrovert and an introvert through me and my sister. My sister is an introvert and she's more reserved. She likes to be to herself and she doesn't like to be outside with too many people, right? But I love being outside. I don't like staying home. I don't like staying in my room. I just want to make sure, like even when I'm home with my grandma, I'm trying to do activities with her. I'm trying to talk to her. And of course, the cops are trying to talk to me right now. But it's okay, whatever. We're just going to wait till the sound goes off. Okay. So, yeah. And even when I'm home with my grandma... Oh, damn. Like, I hope everyone's okay. I don't know if you guys can hear this, but there's... what's it called? Les ambulances? What's ambulance in English?
Ambulance,
yes. Okay. So, basically... yeah. So, even when I'm with my grandma... I'm always trying to see what activities we could do, or if I'm outside, I'm always the life of the party, right? But I started realizing that whenever I'm with people, every time I go home or like I'm alone after that, I get lost in my thoughts and start overthinking all my actions and words that have happened when I was with the person. Even if it was my sister, my mom, my family members, my friends, anyone, like, I just keep overthinking about my actions. And, like, I thought it was, like, something I could dismiss. But it's getting very overwhelming because I'm at my big age right now and I'm so tired of overthinking every single thing I do and say when I'm around people. So I wanted to self-reflect and really think about it. Like, why do I do that, right? Like, I love people. I love to get to know people. I have a whole podcast and I'm very active on social media because I love people. Like, because I love... you know, interacting with people. But then, like, it's so easy for me to doubt myself. And I thought it was because of us having more freedom now that the pandemic is, like, it's, I don't know if it's getting better, but we have more freedom than we had before, right? So I don't think it's like that because I've had social anxiety since I'm in middle school. Even in middle school, like, if I was somewhere and I didn't have my sister with me or, like, someone else with me, it was hard for me to really socialize with other people because I'd feel like everyone's judging me and stuff like that. And I guess that can come from, like, some situations that I went through back in the days. But I don't know, like, it's gotten so natural to me that I actually don't know how to fix it and don't know how to stop it because... even this summer, now that I'm seeing more of my friends and seeing more people that weren't in my immediate circle, I'm like, damn, girl, why you gotta overthink everything? Like, I literally go home, and if I didn't, you know how, okay, in Montreal, we have this culture where when you see someone, you give them a kiss like on both cheeks. Like, I don't know. See, it's called la bise en français. In French, sorry. But I don't know what's it called in English. But anyways, so at some point, sometimes, you know, when you're trying to go for that, those kisses, and you go the wrong way, and you guys, both of you guys go to the same way, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so awkward. Yo, that happens to me all the time. And especially when I'm trying to give a hug to someone that I see, and like, I go the wrong way. I'm like, Ruby, why would you go that way? Like, why didn't you just go to the left? You know what I mean? But sometimes you just can't really predict these things. And I don't even know if there's a guideline. Like, who goes to the right, who goes to the left, right? But I'll literally overthink that until I can't overthink it anymore and be like, you're so dumb. They're going to think you're an awkward person. Da, 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 da. And that's really harsh because you don't want to talk to yourself like that, you know? And I don't want to keep going through these situations where I'm doubting my actions. So... when it comes to social anxiety, sorry, I just hit my earring, but when it comes to social anxiety, I don't know how to really cope with it or really go about it because my coping mechanism these days have been like, okay, don't think about it too much. You may have done this, they may have perceived it like that, but whatever, like, don't think about it too much. But me not thinking about stuff too much is just me putting it in the back of my mind, and then I'm gonna fucking blow up at some point, and I'm gonna think about all those moments, right? So what I've been trying to tell myself these days is that, especially these days, because I don't know if I said that the last episode, but I'm so tired of being where I am that I know that what keeps me in a box right now are my fears. And me knowing my potential, me knowing that I actually love to be social, sometimes I choose the wrong moments to be shy and like fear other people's thoughts. And it could be like a moment where I have an opportunity to show my potential to someone that could help me, or someone that would potentially be a new friend or new partner or anything, you know? But that I get shy because I'm like, fuck, okay, like, no, this is too much. But it's never too much, you know? Like, I know my potential, is just that I'm scared to give that potential to others, because I feel like a lot of times I've been judged. And yeah, like, I really hope the cops are saving these people that they're going to, because I don't know if you guys can hear it, but the cops are back, whatever. So yeah, like, I feel like I'm scared to just know what other people think about me. And it's crazy, because that is a mindset that I feel like we all have, especially with social media these days. Like, I've always told myself, if I want to be in the social media game or world through Gem Talk or through my personal accounts, I need to detach myself from external validation, because it gets very toxic. And I feel like without even social media, I feel like as a young person, I always thought that external validation was what I needed, through teachers, through parents and stuff like that. Like, I remember watching this video the other day, and the guy was like, it was like this experiment that they were doing, social experiment, and they were giving this kid, okay, some assignment, and then the kid did it properly, and every time that he did it properly, he got like a gold star, like a sticker or something, and he got rewarded, right? But then the parents stopped rewarding the kid, and then he thought that he was bad at what he was doing, and he stopped doing what he was doing initially, if that makes sense. I don't really know the story details, but overall, that's what it was. And I was like, damn, like, that's how it is for a lot of us, because when we, especially with teachers, like, when we don't get that tap in the back, that thumbs up and stuff like that, we're like, fuck, like, did I do this right or not? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's not only through social media. I've literally told my mom, like, you never told me you were proud of me and stuff like that. And I thought that her not telling me she wasn't proud of me was like a sign of like her not caring for me and stuff like that. But when a lot of Haitians didn't grow up in an environment where they were actually rewarded with like kind words and stuff like that. So when I understood the way she was raised and the way her generation was raised, I understood why they're so confused with our generation, always needed validation. And I feel like I was so focused on external validation for a while as a young child, me not knowing anything. Like, as a young child also, like, I was always, I'm not even trying to toot my own horn or whatever, but I was always someone that surpassed the expectations. So I always got that external validation. Like, my teachers were like, wow, Ruby, good job, da da da. I was always one of the smartest in the class, or any assignment that you gave me, I was always surpassing the expectations that were given. And I was always given like nice words or nice comments or rewards, whatever. So growing up like that, I'm expecting that from other people. I'm with these teachers 5 times a week. Like, of course, I'm going to expect a little something from other people, right? So when I'm in situations where that reward is not expressed or something, I feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like I'm not good enough for the person. And also being in situations where someone tells you they love you. I've been in friendships like that, or relationships like that. Being in a relationship where someone tells you they love you, but then the next day they don't love you anymore, and they tell you you're ugly, nah, 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 and like bad comments like that. because I've witnessed someone literally like hype me up one day and then be my enemy the next day and then hype me up again, like, it to me it was like, okay, like, who am I gonna trust? Like, how can I believe that you think I'm good enough for you today and not good enough for you the next day, you know? And I feel like I put my worth in a lot of people's hands. And I've said that I've wanted to stop that, but it's really hard, you know? I feel like a lot of us think that all those bad habits that we have are gonna leave overnight, especially within any type of relationship, like friendship, family members, and stuff like that. When a family member, a loved one, anyone, like, tells you you're doing something that hurts me, or like you're doing something bad, and they're seeking like a redemption through you or whatever, I feel like they expect you to be okay the next day, y'all. But it's so hard to fix your bad habits and fix yourself, especially if it's for someone else. Imagine like doing something. I was in a situation the other day where my friend expressed that her boundaries weren't respected, and I felt really bad. But I feel like that friend or anyone in that situation would have felt like, okay, Ruby's gonna be okay, then is gonna fix herself the next day and nothing's gonna happen again. No, like, I will probably make that same mistake again, and my intention was not to hurt you initially, and it will never be to hurt you in the future if I love you and if I keep you around, right? So me, like, I don't know, like, all of that is a lot of pressure, like fixing myself for others, making sure that I don't hurt them and stuff like that. I'm always like on my tippy toes because I'm like, fuck, like, I don't want them to see a mistake or see that I'm doing this and that and they think I don't care for them and da da da. Like, you know, my brain goes to a million paces at once, and sometimes I'm just like, fuck, like, stop, you know? But that's where my brain goes when it comes to like getting to know new people. I feel like I've trusted the wrong people with myself, and that's why I'm like, I've been like this for a long time, you know? So now that I know better, and now that I actually love myself better than before, it's something that I'm working on. I know for a fact it's not going to happen overnight, but social anxiety is a real thing, man. Like, it's such a real thing. Like, sometimes I get into crowds and I'm like, fuck, like, I don't want to be here, but I low-key want to be there, you know? But my heart is just like beating so fast. I'm like, fuck, I would rather not feel this than actually socializing with these people, you know? And you know when people look at you differently, like, you say something and they do that facial expression, you're like, okay, what are they thinking, you know? Did I do something bad or whatever? But that facial expression or whatever they're thinking, 9 times out of 10 has nothing to do with what you've said or done, because people will always portray you through their own background, their own like baggage, like, I don't know how to say it. They're gonna portray you through whatever they went through in life, not through whatever you are. So 9 times out of 10, when they think like, oh, you're not good enough for them, or you did a mistake, is because the way they were brought up or the way they're thinking right now and the vibe, the energy, that level that they're on right now allows them to see that. But it doesn't mean you're a bad person, you feel me? Like, it doesn't mean you're not going to be good enough for the next person. So that's why right now I'm trying to stay to myself, not even to just shut down, because I usually do shut down when I feel like I am not doing my, I don't know, when I feel like I'm disappointing someone, even if they haven't expressed that I've disappointed them, like, I just shut down and won't talk to that person or won't even think about it until I'm ready to think about it or talk to the person. So I'm allowing myself to not shut down anymore and to actually face the situations, but I'm also allowing myself to stay to myself enough to like accept myself to the point where whatever it is that someone is trying to do, to say to me or do or perceive my actions, they can't really break me, you know what I mean? For example, again, the situation that I went through with my friend, like when she expressed that I overstepped her boundaries, I knew I was in the wrong, but I also knew that, okay, there's like, I wanted to cry so bad. I was at work. She texted me. I wanted to cry so bad. I actually did shed a little tear, but I'm like, and I work at a bar, so I'm like, I can't really see these people cry. I can't really let these people see me cry. Sorry. So I was literally talking to myself, trying to like not force myself, but not convince because I knew it was the truth, but let myself know that it is okay to make mistakes, especially in friendships. So now that you know that your intentions were never to hurt the person, all you can do is better. Like, all you can do is better. Because if you spend your days crying over the fact that you've hurt this person, and I did feel bad for hurting her, but I knew that the situation wasn't something that I intentionally did to snake her, to hurt her, I apologize for my actions. And then now all I can do is be better. Like, I can't really overthink it to the point where I'm thinking I'm a bad person now, you know? Or I'm thinking, like, I don't deserve friendship. I don't deserve this and that. So I really had to convince myself. And I was so proud of the way I handled it, because I apologized. I said my truth. And now, and I actually understood her point of view. So now I'm like, okay, I'm so thankful she expressed that to me, because now it's allowing me to be better within my friendship with her. And it's allowing me to be better within my friendships with other people, because I wouldn't want them to be hurt through the actions that I've done, right? So that situation allowed me to really understand that I'm in the right path to accepting myself. Because you can hurt someone, but this whole narrative where you have to, like, oh my gosh, sorry, little burp. Anyways, you can hurt someone, but this whole narrative where the person that did the wrong is like a monster now and they can't fix themselves and they have to be bashed, like, especially in friendships, when someone does something wrong, we're prone to talk about it to other friends, we're prone to talk about it with other people. So now it's like, fuck, like, are you allowing that person to be better? Are you allowing yourself to be better? You know what I mean? Like, there's no, I feel like there's not enough times where there's an open space for someone to be a better person and for someone to actually be allowed to make mistakes. A lot of the times in my life where I made a mistake, it was tied to, like, me just being either a bad daughter, a bad friend, a bad girlfriend, a bad sister. And that was my title for the rest of the relationship I had with the person. But, everyone is allowed to make mistakes, and I'm even in the wrong for treating some people bad, because, like, they've made mistakes, and I'm talking about light mistakes, like, not big mistakes where, you know, the person snakes you, or the guy cheats on you, the girl cheats on you, whatever. Those mistakes, there's certain mistakes that have no, you can't go back to the relationship that you guys had, you can never go back. But light mistakes where it's like, okay, like, it's unintentional, and it's like, it's not something where, it's something you can go back from, mistakes that you can go back from. Yes, it's okay for that person to be a better person and allow that space to be open. And I feel like I didn't have that space a lot because, I don't know, you know, when you're younger, you don't know better. But now that I do know better, I'm allowing other people to make mistakes within the friendships and relationships that I have with them. And I'm allowing myself to make mistakes within the friendships and relationships that I would have with the other people. But when it comes to things that you can't go back from, of course, like, obviously, like, you have a decision to make. You keep that person in your life or you don't. But we can't always, like, put a name to a person or a category to a person and be like, yeah, that person is a monster. That person's a bad friend, this and that. Like, that, I was a bad friend at some point in my life, but it doesn't mean, like, I'm a monster now. It doesn't mean I'm the worst person in the world. We need to really stop acting like we're all perfect, you know? So I feel like my mindset of being a perfect person, you know, is not really, like, it's not, what's it called? Like, my mindset of being a perfect person is really not, like, solid anymore. It's not the right mindset because we can't be perfect, and I'm allowing myself to not be perfect. And I feel like allowing myself to not be perfect and accepting myself is leading me to a better relationship with other people and a better relationship with myself. And hopefully this social anxiety is gonna leave slowly, and I'm gonna stop overthinking my relationships with other people, because it's a lot. Like, it's a lot of work to just overthink every step you do and just apologizing all the time, you know? Like, it's a lot, and I don't wish that on anyone. I just want everyone to accept themselves and want everyone to allow others to accept themselves, because I feel like we don't have that space as much as we would want to. So yeah, man, that's all I had to say for today. I hope to see you guys soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye.